Hey everyone, happy Monday. I'm a little sad today. My Birds got beat by the Saints last night, but that doesn't stop us from moving forward here. I have an absolutely great show today. I want to go through, we're going to get some tactical here and share with you some knowledge about going in with Facebook ads and the best way of creating it. And what we're going to do is, I'm not bright enough to have come up with this, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he calls it the blue ocean versus the red ocean. And the way the idea behind a blue ocean and the red ocean is, red is where all the blood is. That's where most businesses play or operate, in the red ocean. And you want to be in the blue ocean, where there's a lot of opportunity and not a lot of competition. So that's what I want to go over with you guys today, kind of give you some real knowledgeable, useful information that can kind of cut your eye teeth moving forward when you want to be able to create your Facebook ad. So what I wanted to be able to share with you here is, when you're going in, you have to understand when you want to play in the blue ocean and not in the red ocean, what's your opportunity? What's the new position that you have? Like, what's your unique selling proposition is what people might want to say. You know, you want to be able to differentiate yourself from the other, you know, companies or dealerships. And why would someone want to be able to do business with you over someone else? I mean, those are some questions that you want to be able to kind of just digest. And you can just say, well, you know, because we've been in business for 30 years, or because, and listen to me for a second, is that just because you've been in business for 30 years doesn't mean the longevity is what's going to allow them to have success, you or feel compassion for your dealership. Because other businesses have been around for 100 years. I think in the other episodes I've done, like Sears was around for 100 years. Toys R Us was around for a good amount of time. And they're all out of business. You have to come up with what separates you from other dealerships. You know, do you go the extra mile and pick someone up where you have also maybe some loaner vehicles, or your staff goes through a 40-hour training session, or I don't know what your dealership provides in terms of what's unique. Maybe you have a very fast response time. Maybe you have one of the best service departments in the area. Maybe you might have, you know, whatever. But you want to be able to differentiate yourself from your competition. And you don't want to use improvement offers using the letters ER at the end, meaning, you don't want to go, you know, we're cheaper, we're faster, we're better, you know, because when you're doing that, then you're falling into the same realm as everyone else. And you want to separate yourself from your competition. You don't want to swim in that red ocean. You want to go in the blue ocean. And one of the ways that you can go into the blue ocean is when you target sub niches. And what do I mean specifically? Well, what I mean specifically is the fact that you can go in, and for instance, I know I went through this in one of my other episodes, but you can go in to the Latino and Hispanic marketplace and create a pure Latino and Hispanic ad, and then target Latino and Hispanics in your community within a 5 or 10 mile radius. And you can even go further than that, because the Hispanic community, the Latino community, really wants to work with and have communication and dialogue with other Latinos. And if you have, you know, Hispanic or Latino salesperson or office manager or someone that communicates effectively in the Hispanic language, then we want to be able to go after that marketplace, because no one else is going after them directly. And within Facebook, because we can micro-target our audience to that level, you can produce ads that only the Hispanic and Latino marketplace will see. No one else will see it, because that's what we're creating inside of it. And I should say, before we do any of this, and I apologize, I'm not trying to jump around, but I just want to make sure you guys understand also that if you haven't created a Facebook pixel for your website, you can. I would strongly suggest doing that, because by going in and creating a Facebook pixel, okay, what you'll do is, if you're in your business manager, you'll want to hit that little pancake up in the upper left-hand corner, and then you can go down and there should be tools, or better yet, just Google Facebook pixel, how to install or what it is. And there's a number of YouTube videos that will walk you through it. But the genesis behind it, and I've done this in another episode, is that, for instance, if you know you're a woman and you were looking up, you know, suitcases, and I'm just using this as an example, the next thing you know, you're going to see suitcase ads all over the place. Or if you're a guy and you were looking up tires, I'm just making this up, and the next thing you know, you see ads for tires all over the place. So from an understanding of a pixel standpoint, you want to create that so that you can track your conversions of the ads to them going to your website, because you can actually set it up and track where they go on the website so you can see what ads are working, what ads aren't working. But going back with what I was mentioning with the Hispanic and Latino marketplace is, you're targeting at a micro level because we can now with the technology that is available. The other thing that we can go after, and these are just examples, you can come up with your own. You can go after married couples with kids, you know, where maybe we want to go and target, you know, SUVs, or you want to go after, you know, I don't know, maybe you want to go after Suburbans, maybe you want to go after minivans, maybe you want, whatever. You know, you can go after the family or the growing family or the couple that just had a baby. And the reason we want to do that is because we can. And you can go within a certain mile radius of your dealership, so that if you want to go in and say within a 5 mile radius of my dealership, go after, you know, couples that had just had a baby or couples that have young kids, because at this point they may be interested in upgrading their vehicles or trading in their vehicles, because this could be a double-edged sword for you in a positive way, because you may be able to buy their vehicle instead of going to the auction. And using that, then you may also be able to get them on either financing or trading in, whatever. There's a number of options available to you. But you, at least from our standpoint here, are attacking it at a micro level. By doing that, you're going to have better success because you're directly talking to them, having almost a one-on-one conversation. Another niche to go after would be, you know, married couples with teenagers that are driving, both, you know, middle-aged, like 16 and up, or college age, because they're going to be looking for an extra car for the family now that there's a new driver. I know my sister-in-law did that. I know we, as our family, did that when my daughter went to college this summer. She bought a truck, and, you know, she is fitting that profile that I was mentioning, where we have a married couple and you have a driving age child, and we can target them. So we can address them and say, hey, you know, are you feeling safe with the car that you're driving for your child right now? Are you feeling safe that your child is driving a vehicle that's going to last them or leave them stranded on the road? You know, we just had like a 3-inch snow yesterday, nothing major, but it's enough that from a parent, I get worried, I get concerned. And if you want to be able to also work with your collision department, if you have one, or your service department, you could even go after, you know, was there an accident? Did you slip? You know, did you back into a fence? Whatever. You can go in and use this for your own service department or for your own collision department. You get my point. But you're going in and you're creating ads around a niche market instead of going after and throwing mustard seeds at everyone that's passing the mirror test. You know, they fog up the mirror because they're breathing. Now, because of the technology inside of Facebook, we can go in and actually have conversations with specific niches, specific genres. And by doing that, you're going to have a better opportunity for success. Now, what type of ads are you going to want to create? Well, there's a couple things you'll want to be able to do. You want to create content type of ads. And what type of content? Well, you could go in and do story-based ads. And each one of these, I think what I'll do this week for you is kind of go through and dive into those a little bit more specifically. But I'm kind of giving you a 30,000-foot view right now. And then what I'll do is I'll circle back and kind of give you a better, more digestible version of each of these that I'm mentioning, because this is a lot. Plus, if you want, you can go back in and listen to this. And something else I found out, if you go into the anchor.fm/JF Spang and listen to the podcast in there, you can actually adjust the speed. I think there's a number that use the iTunes. If you go in there, I'm not sure if you can adjust the speed of how you listen to it, but I know in anchor.fm/JF Spangler, you can. You can actually double the speed. That's what I do. In the mornings, I listen to a lot of my YouTube and my other, we'll call it gurus, like Gary Vaynerchuk and Pat Benard and, you know, Grant Cardone and all those guys. I just listen to them at double time. And that way I can take a 20-minute talk and narrow it down to 10 minutes. And for me, it was a little bit funny because they talk like Mickey Mouse for a couple minutes, but you get used to that speed. So now it's difficult for me to hear someone talk in regular speed because I just want to speed their conversation up. But that way you can digest it. But going back with the ads, you can do a content type ad where it's story based. You can also do product or offer, you know, based type of ads where you're just offering the product or offering, you know, some type of offer that's special. You know, that's your traditional like $2.99 lease and all that kind of stuff. You have social proof type of ads. You have content type of ads where maybe you're doing a product comparison, or maybe you're talking about the Bluetooth technology for the vehicle, or how easy it is to pair up your phone or whatever, but you're going in more on the content side. And then you can also go in under the scarcity side of an ad where there's only so many, there's only, you know, this is the last one on the lot. And you might will say, well, those are all great ideas, but when do I use those types of ads? And it really depends on if it's a cold ad to people that have never seen you or heard of you. So if you're doing cold type ads versus warm ads, which are ads to individuals who already know who you are or have purchased from you in the past, but they have some idea or knowledge of your business or your car dealership. So if you're doing just cold, out of the blue type of ads, then you're going to want to do more on the story and content-based side ads. If you're dealing more on the warm, you know, people that have already worked with you, dealt with you, or know who you are and know about you, well, then you can go more on the social proof or direct offer or scarcity type of ads. You know, that way you would have an understanding, or they would have a better knowledge of your business that you can go in that way. Now, you can still do story-based and content-based for warm, but you don't necessarily want to do social proof or offer or scarcity for the cold because they don't know who you are, okay? So from our standpoint, you want to be able to make sure that you're doing that. And from moving forward, that's important. So just to sum everything up here, you know, blue ocean versus red ocean. You want to be in and having an opportunity of going and swimming in the blue ocean where there's not a lot of blood being shed because the competition isn't where you are. You're going into wide open territory because people aren't thinking outside the box, but you are. And so creating, like I had mentioned to you before, opportunity-based ads where you are going into sub-niche categories, i.e. the Latino, I'm just using these as examples, you know, Latino and Hispanic marketplace, you know, married couples with young kids or married couples with teenage kids. Those are just a couple simple niches that we can go after. And then what do we do with those sub-niches? Well, what type of ads? Well, you go in and you create, like I was mentioning to you before, story-based ads, product or offer-based ads, social proof, content type of ads, and scarcity type of ads. And then what type of those ads are we using? It depends on whether or not we're dealing with a warm market or a cold market. If you're doing cold market, you want to kind of go more on the story-based and content-based ads. And if you're dealing with more on the warm market, you want to use more on the social proof, offer, and scarcity type of ads because they know a little bit more about who you are. So that sums up everything. I'm going to this week kind of dive into each of those a little bit more direct, but at least you get a more 30,000 foot view and see where we're going with this. If you have questions, hit me up. You can go to anchor.fm/JF Spang or just look up John Spangler podcast. I found that out today that one of my dealers, their salesperson listens to me, and he found me by looking up John Spangler podcast, and right there I was apparently through iTunes. Who knew? But you can go in there if you want. You can also go to twitter.com/JF Spang. If you have questions, ask me. I'll try and give you some ideas and some answers. I'm not charging. I just want you guys to be successful. I believe Wednesday I'm going to have my first interview with someone. It's a friend of mine who does a lot on the commercial trucking, and he also does some four-wheelers and sales, and he's really a good guy, but I don't know for 100%. So I'll know by tomorrow, I guess, whether or not he's going to be coming over here, and I'm going to go through and talk to him and have him come into this and share maybe some knowledge that I had already shared with you, but he's coming in from a different perspective because he's in the game right now. He's a car salesperson right now doing, you know, I think he's in his third or fourth month at a new dealership here in Lancaster. And, you know, maybe give you some insights that I hadn't shared with you because he's much more knowledgeable than I am, specifically in car sales, because he's been doing it for 25 years. I haven't been doing it for 25 years at all. You know, so it's always good to get information from individuals that have been there, done that, especially for that amount of time. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. Again, if you haven't already created your very first Facebook ad, why not, man? Let's make today the day that you create that very first Facebook ad. If you have questions with it, dude, ladies and gentlemen, use me. Genuinely, here you have a person that can help you out. I'm not saying I'm the end-all be-all, quite the opposite. I had mentioned with the dealership that I'm working with in York, they said, well, you know, have you done the Facebook ads for, you know, service area and collision? And I haven't. I haven't done that. But I'm like, hey, let's roll up the sleeves and see how it goes. And we'll work on it together and see what type of results we get. The benefit you get with me is that I am not some guru. I am the anti-guru. I'm the opposite of guru. I'm a person like you who's just going in and cutting his eye teeth on the whole process of putting together ads inside of Facebook for car dealers and car dealer salespeople. And that way you're getting somebody right there on the front lines just the way you guys are. And if you have questions, it's always nice to bounce ideas off of somebody that's right there doing it with you. And so I'm not claiming to be some ultimate guru that sits on high. Absolutely not. I'm quite the opposite. I'm just a regular dude that's doing something about going in and having conversations with people and hopefully providing value, all right? So hopefully you guys find some interest in this. If there's any questions, hit me up. If you haven't already created your very first Facebook ad, let's do it, man. Make today the day that you actually do something about that, all right? Thanks, guys. Happy Monday. Enjoy. Talk to you.